Greetings. You're listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And you're in for a treat today on today's program. Lots of chamber music, some collaborations from the Hilliard Ensemble, and of course, some oboe music. Now we're going to begin with a stellar performance, music of Richard Strauss. Now he is known for his expansive melodic phrases, and this is definitely evident and works, I will say, musically deliciously in his sonata for violin and piano. Now he began working on this work back in 1887 and finished it in 1888. It was also during this time that, yes, he fell in love with Pauline d'Ahna, the soprano, who would later be his wife. And it is said that you can hear the amorous feelings throughout the piece. Well, let's take a listen. Let's experience the lyrical beauty of love with violinist Kyung-Hwa Chung, joined by pianist Christian Zimmerman. Thank you. How beautiful is that? And what a lovely way to start the program. You can definitely hear the love in that music. That was violinist Kyung-Hwa Chung joined by Christian Zimmerman on piano. And the second movement, the Andante Cantabile from Richard Strauss's Sonata for Violin and Piano. And in the spirit of chamber music, I started with it, so going to continue with a little more. This is a Canadian more than a triple threat. It's great music to accompany you today with a latte or tea or whatever your choice for the day. It comes from a marquee disc, and it features three great Canadian musicians. I'm speaking of James Somerville on horn, Rena Sharon on piano, and James Mason on the oboe. So without further ado, this is the Allegro to Reinecke's Trio for Horn, Oboe, and Piano.
Thank you.
The Allegro from Reinicke's Trio for Horn, Oboe, and Piano. Definitely a Canadian triple threat. We heard James Somerville on horn, Rena Sharon on piano, and James Mason on oboe. You're listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And this next ensemble that we're going to hear feels at home in the fields of both early and new music. I'm speaking about the Hilliard Ensemble. Now, their distinctive style and expressive delivery brings life to music of all ages, and we're going to take a listen to that today, and they're brilliant in it. This is a collaboration with John Garbarek, and this comes from the CD Officium. Enjoy.
Thank you.
the Hilliard Ensemble, joined by Jan Garbarek, and Sanctus from the CD Officium. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, and it is that time of the day. It is oboe music time. Now, this is the time of the morning that we celebrate the underrated and yet incredibly beautiful instrument. This morning's selection is by legendary oboist Robert Blum. Now, after starting on the cello, he did take up the oboe and studied at the prominent Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia. He then joined the Philadelphia Orchestra, the Rochester Orchestra, also, get this, the NBC Orchestra under Arturo Toscanini. We're going to be hearing his Requiem, which comes from his Sonata for Oboe and Piano. Now, this is a great work. It incorporates Hebraic elements. It was written, actually, in the memory of his father, Julius, a famous cantor whose musicianship and warmth provided the inspiration for this piece. We've got a great oboist on board today, Humbert Lucarelli, and this is Robert Blum's Requiem.
Thank you.
How haunting was that? That was Humbert Lucarelli on oboe. He was joined by the members of the Brooklyn Philharmonic with Robert Blum's Requiem. And we're going to continue with some music by Haydn, specifically his quartets, Opus 33. Now, they do have several nicknames, the most common of which is the Russian quartets, because Haydn dedicated the quartets to the Grand Duke Paul of Russia. And many, if not all, of the quartets were premiered back on Christmas Day in 1781 at the Viennese apartment of the Duke's wife, the Grand Duchess Maria. Now today, it's not Christmas Day, nor is a grand performance, but in any case, a fantabulous one by the Ebler Quartet. Now they came together in 2004. They wanted to explore the works of the first century of the string quartet, giving attention to lesser-known composers such as their namesake, Joseph Leopold Edler, and the group plays on appropriate instruments for the period. They've also come to us today with a very spirited performance of Haydn's Opus 33. And it's got a great name as well. From it, let's introduce ourselves. It's quartet number 5 in G major, and it's nicknamed How Do You Do? Hear the final two movements, the scherzo and the finale. What a lovely performance is that. That was the Ebler Quartet, and the final two movements, the Scherzo and Finale, from Haydn's String Quartet, Opus 33, Number 5. And you know, these days we're all kind of busy people with lots to coordinate and produce. And as was Mendelssohn back in the day, between the years during his tour of Europe from 1829 to 1831, he had lots of creative juices flowing. He had the origins for many works, including his Scottish Symphony and the orchestral overture to Fingal's Cave. And fortuitously, during this time, he was also inspired by the color and atmosphere of Italy. And he writes, "This is Italy, and now has begun what I have always thought to be the supreme joy in life, and I'm loving it. Today was so rich that now, in the evening, I must collect myself a little. And so I am writing to you, and thank you, dear parents, for giving me all of this happiness." Well, you know what? This happiness definitely comes through in his Symphony No. 4, and this performance by Francesco Davalos and the Philharmonia Orchestra gives it justice. Let's take a listen to the first movement.
Thank you.
as you can hear, there's some gremlins in the studio this morning. A very spirited and lovely performance of Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 4 that was the opening allegro with a few little hiccups, you know, just a way to say you're listening to CITR on the way. It was a great performance, though, in any case, by Francesco Davalos and the Philharmonia Orchestra. And you are listening to Classical Chaos. As you can tell, some days a little more than others, Vancouver, Canada. And we're going to finish off. We've got time. I believe work who's going to be benevolent and give me time for one more selection. I'm going to finish off with the great, the incomparable voice of Nina Simone. Here is You'll Never Walk Alone. And yes, as promised, we will hear Nina Simone. But just to let you know that I want you to keep listening to Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture. It's coming up next until noon with Worku. Enjoy Nina. And, of course, Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio. Till next Sunday, see you then.
If you can keep me, I wanna stay with you forever, and I'll be glad. Yes, I love you, Pogi. Don't let him take me. Don't let him handle me with his hot hands. If you can keep me, I want to stay here with you forever. I've got my man.